Hello, and welcome back to We Are the Weirdos, Mister, the podcast for all things cult, camp, queer, and creepy. I am your host, Hillary Michelle Post, and I'm very happy to welcome back my sister, Lace Mason. Hi, Lacey.
Howdy.
Lace hasn't been on the pod since October, and we've missed you.
I just saw that. I was like, October 29th. Holy shit.
Been a minute. So today, in addition to media that is cult, camp, queer, and creepy, here at We Are the Weirdos, we also specialize in nostalgia. And as two kids who loved movies and TV growing up, we certainly love animated films. So that is the topic today, animation. That's a pretty broad category. And at first, we were going to try to narrow it down, but then we just decided, fuck it. We're just going to talk about all sorts of different kind of animation and our favorites across the board. So.
Despite that, I really did focus a lot on the, like, hand-drawn older stuff, Disney stuff. Like, yeah. I didn't think I was going to, but I did.
Yeah, I think that's where we should start, too, is, like, Disney traditional. Because in when it comes to, when people think of animation, people of our generation, it's, well, Disney. Yeah. So, excuse me. If we were talking about Disney traditionally animated films, what are some of your favorites?
What did you do, like a top five or anything?
Well, I did. I had like a top four for Disney. I would say my like. Did you do top five?
I did top five, but I can do four.
Well, what was your five?
Please God, I hope they all count. I kind of want you to guess at least a couple. Like, guess two that you think are on there.
I'm going to say Mulan is on there somewhere. And I'm going to say Emperor's New Groove is on there.
Fuck beans! Fuck beans!
Did you forget Emperor's New Groove?
God, Emperor's New Groove.
For shame.
We have to scratch the whole podcast. I need another day.
I know you.
You were right. My number one choice was Mulan.
Nice. Mulan was my like number four. She's at my bottom, but she's up there.
She's your bottom?
Well, heyo.
Listen, y'all. I am so fucking tired. I am so fucking tired. I took a nap, my first nap on my lunch, and it was all I can say is like it was like a Joey Chandler nap. It was like, amazing. But okay. Anywho, Mulan number one. Number two, what?
I'm trying to think if I can guess yours.
You're not gonna guess any of them. And there unfortunately are okay. You can if I give you this hint. There are no bitches whatsoever on the rest of my list. No princesses.
Oh, God.
Well, there are princesses, I guess, but, like, there are nothing like that.
And I have no idea. What's your number two?
Aladdin.
Oh. I could still consider that a princess movie. Jasmine's pretty badass.
Okay, yes. All right, fine. Yeah. One. Number three, Sword in the Stone.
Ooh, good one. I rewatched that recently.
I watch it all the time. Number four. This one might surprise you. Oliver and Company.
Oh, that's a good one. I haven't watched that in a long time. I need to.
I think that's like one of the only ones I don't have. But, oh, love it. And number five, you can't guess number five. Okay, how about if I tell you there aren't any people in it?
Robin Hood?
Yes, there it is.
Nice. I think you skew a little old. Sounds bad. You skew a little older than me because you are just a little bit older than me.
It's because I married an old fucker too. He likes the old shit too.
I mean, I love all the ones you named, but when I think of like quintessential Hillary favorites, you know what my number one is.
Beauty and the Beast.
obviously. Love Beauty and the Beast. Love any Beauty and the Beast type story. Love that whole fairy tale, that whole dynamic. My number two is Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Damn it. I don't know why I wasn't thinking that.
Hunchback is so underrated. It is so good. The music is incredible. It's so dark. Like, any Disney movie where the villain, his whole song is about, you know, if a woman won't sleep with him, he's going to kill her. Like, hello. That's some heavy shit. It's the best villain song in all of Disney.
Bullshit. Sorry.
Oh, you want to fight? What's better than Hellfire?
Yeah, I want to fucking fight. Be Prepared is the best Disney villain song ever.
It's close. Ever.
Jeremy Irons, fuck off. I mean, come on now. Come on.
It's only some of it's Jeremy Irons. I think the rest of it is Jim Cummings.
Don't ruin it for me.
I don't know if that's true. Let me double check that. But Jim Cummings is a very famous voice actor. He does Winnie the Pooh. He has a really famous voice. Who sang Be Prepared?
If you wreck my life right now, I swear.
Yep, I'm right. Jim Cummings.
No! It starts
with Jeremy, and then as it gets more into the song, like deeper into it, it transitions into Jim. And if you listen really closely, you can tell.
Oh, no. Well, that's, I don't care. That song is badass. Oh, man.
Yeah, no. Fun fact, Jeremy Irons, voice of Scar, sang the first 2/3 of this song, but was having trouble with his throat and couldn't sing the rest. So Jim Cummings, who is now taken on plenty of different Disney roles, sang the rest. I think that's true of Anastasia as well. That villain song. I think Rasputin, it starts as Christopher Lloyd and then turns into Jim Cummings too, but I might be making that up.
Oh.
But yeah, Jim Cummings rules. My number three is Emperor's New Groove.
Fuck.
Which I can't believe you forgot.
I did. But dude, as I told her, I rewrote my list. Like, I wrote it down. It ended up being completely different. Yeah. No, but it's so much that got crossed out. I can't believe. Okay, so wait, you're on your number. You only did four?
Yeah, four is Mulan.
And then I'm surprised that Ariel didn't make the list.
Ariel is one of those weird that, like, I really liked when I was little, but
like Cinderella for me. Yep.
Yeah. And it's like, the older I got, it's kind of this. I can say the same thing for Wizard of Oz, where when I was little, I identified with Ariel and I identified with Dorothy and I loved them. And but now as an adult, I'm just like, the Wicked Witch of the West. Ursula was me.
Right. Yeah. Totally. I said something to that effect to Sam earlier. He's like really excited about this one. I think he was kind of like low-key hoping I would ask him to do it.
Aw.
I know. But Burgers, baby, we love you. You took one for the team. Sam Mason, everybody.
Yay! All right. So do you want to stay on the Disney track or do you want to stay on the traditional
animation? We could do some honorable mentions, if nothing else, because I'm sure there's some that we didn't discuss. But while we can move on up, let's move up like a little bit, like in years, like not worry so much about if somebody drew it, if a computer drew it, if like just Disney, like princess movies.
Okay.
Because like one of my absolute all-time favorite Disney movies, but I know where the hell it fell. I did all like old school stuff for my tops, but
gotcha.
My favoriteest princess ever and my favoriteest my favorite movie is Brave.
You are the only person in the world that loves Brave.
Bullshit. So did Sam. What do you mean? Nuh-uh. That cannot be true.
I love Merida as a character, but that movie is not good.
It is hilarious. Man, we're just going to have the box. Like, we're going to have to put some good shit out.
Good thing we didn't record this in person.
The dad is hilarious.
He is pretty funny.
Come on. I mean, maybe it's not everybody's favorite, but to say that nobody likes it, come on.
I thought you were going to say Tangled. I think Tangled is the best.
Tangled was the next honorable mention. Princess and the Frog's always good.
Good.
That has a really good villain song in it, too. Really good.
Yeah, it does. Really good one.
Lion King. Forgot about Lion King. We kind of talked about that, but... Sleeping Beauty really was one of my favorite ones growing up. I kind of outgrew it, but...
Yeah, at this point, I can't watch the animated movie because I enjoy Maleficent more. Like, if I want a dose of Sleeping Beauty, I'm going to watch Maleficent.
I don't think I ever watched that all the way through.
It's so good. This wonderful, like, rape allegory and this, like, weird queer retelling.
No, they made a few of them, didn't they? Or a couple of them?
They made two Maleficents, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did watch the first one, not the second one.
The second one is really good. It's, like, a really good examination on, like, the war system. Like, because we're off topic because it's not animated, but Michelle Pfeiffer plays the villain in it, and she's, like, a queen that's obsessed with starting a war, like, at whatever cost. Like, she doesn't care if it's necessary or anything. She just wants to start a war. Mm. It was very interesting. I went to see that on a date, and we were both like, this is deep. we're, like, torn between being horny for Angelina and Michelle Pfeiffer, and then, like, you're like, oh, there's actually a plot. Okay, so what about your favorite Pixar movies?
My top most favorite one of all time will always be Monsters, Inc. I love Toy Story and all the Toy Story movies, but Monsters, Inc., hands down, that's, like, the first thing that comes to my brain every time.
Yeah, that's in my top three. Toy Story, the original Toy Story, is my number one and will always be. I reference it pretty much every day. It's just so quotable. And I really like Bug's Life, and I think it's completely underrated.
That's definitely, like, top five. I was having trouble thinking of Pixar movies this morning because I was so focused on, like, cartoons.
Yeah. I wonder if Encanto counts as Pixar or if it was... I can't remember.
Well, if it does, I thought that too, because it was, like, top five. I really like that, like, a lot.
I love Encanto, yeah. Of the more recent computer animated ones, that's one of my favorites. Because, like, I really don't care about Frozen.
Frozen can go to hell.
That's kind of how I feel, to be honest.
Big Hero 6 was really good.
Was really good. I watched that at work. When I worked at the airport, I worked at a bookstore at the airport, but it was Hudson's Bookstores, and every once in a while I had to cover at, like, a newspaper stand or at the kids store, and we would play movies all day in the kids store and the toy store. So it was really slow day, and I just sat there and watched Big Hero 6. I had, like, two customers the entire hour and a half. I was like, sweet.
You know, I applied at leisure time, like, every 2 months, like, my whole life, hoping for that dream job. You used to go in there and Donnie just sitting there watching cartoons. I'm like, man.
My friend Stephanie worked there when we were in high school, and I would go and hang out with her all the time. I saw a ghost there once. That's another story.
That place was creepy.
Oh, it was haunted as hell. Straight up saw a ghost. Dropped my big gulp. Spilled it everywhere.
So upon my, like, soul searching, I decided that the more I thought about it, the more I looked into it, everything that I, not everything, but most of what I truly loved growing up was Don Bluth.
Absolutely. Don Bluth can be his entire own category.
The thing is, he was for me almost, except for the one I thought was Don Bluth, but wasn't. But the thing is even, like, movies in my top five of Disney were drawn or directed or whatever by Don Bluth when he worked for Disney.
Yeah.
He, like, stopped, I think, like, 75 or something like that, and then started his own company a couple of years later. And everything I really love, Bluth.
What's your favorite Don Bluth?
You want to guess?
Is it Rockadoodle?
It's Rockadoodle!
Yeah, Rockadoodle! I like Thumbelina more than Rockadoodle, personally.
She's she's number four on my list.
What other Don Bluth? Well, Anastasia is technically Don Bluth, too, right?
Yes, but I've never really cared for that.
I like it.
American Tail.
Oh, yes! I totally forgot about those.
That's my number two.
God, the music in those are so good.
Are you ready for this one? Like, I'm reaching way in here, and you're going to be like, holy fuck.
Hit me.
My number three, which is Bluth. We're Back, a dinosaur story.
Oh, my God. I didn't
feel that. Like, clear down in your gut? Like,
yeah, I do. Didn't know that was
it. Like, random. I was like, not to me. I love that movie. I have it. I don't know if I have it on DVD or VHS, but I have it. I know I do.
Man, look at your ass remembering shit that I completely spaced out. I was like, oh, this will be easy. All of my favorites are in the forefront of my brain. Apparently not. There's some deep-seated shit in there. That
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Wow. What movie did you think was Don Bluth but wasn't?
Land Before Time, which was my number five.
Oh, Land Before Time.
That was my first movie theater experience that I remember. And it was it was Mrs. Dodrell's class in first grade. We went to see it like on a field trip. And I cried like a bitch, man. Oh my God. It was so exciting. Like, no, mom, popcorn. No. It was great.
Another movie from kind of that same era that isn't Don Bluth or Disney, Fern Gully.
Oh, yes, totally. I wrote it down just on the awesome list.
Yeah, I love Fern Gully. It's way up there. Also has one of the best villain songs ever.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Curry. You know, it's funny. One of your top Disney movies and Fern Gully have in common Robin Williams.
Yes.
And I really recommend that everyone watch a video essay by Lindsay Ellis that's on YouTube about the drama around that whole thing, because Disney was really spiteful over the fact that Robin wanted to do Fern Gully, because Fern Gully was just a passion project for him because he agreed with the message, right?
Holy fuck, I actually watched that. Did I watch that with you?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, what are the odds that we both watched that? Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And the whole, like, how they kind of screwed him over with his contract in terms of how much they'd use him for marketing. And it's a really interesting watch. So everyone should go watch that. But yeah. And the second Aladdin movie with Homer Simpson as the genie. What's his name? I forget his name.
What? The guy that voices Homer Simpson?
Yeah.
Dan Castellaneta.
There you go. That's him. That's it. This one is not a fully animated movie, but is like 98% animated that I loved a lot. Pagemaster.
Yeah, Sam asked about that. He's like, there's a whole category for like half animated, half not. I was like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Dude, you
Page Master. I
you
even
get Pete's Dragon.
That was Bluth.
Was Pete's Dragon Bluth?
Yep.
Nice.
What did I just say? What did you just say?
Something about Page Master.
Oh, nerd, man. Like, I tried with that movie. You fucking love that movie. Like, that fucking VHS tape was wore out.
Lacey's like, it's about books.
Yeah.
I'm like, Macaulay Culkin goes to the library. You're like, I'm out.
You're reading. That's not what TV's for.
Well, so here's a non-Disney category that I don't know if you're familiar with at all, but have you seen any Studio Ghibli films?
Hoodie.
Like Spirited Away, Kiki's Delivery Service, Howl's Moving Castle.
I saw Spirited Away, yes.
I love all those movies. I take that back. I haven't seen all the Studio Ghibli movies because some of them sound really sad. Sound like a big bummer. But like,
yeah.
And I still haven't watched My Neighbor Totoro, which I need to. It's on my to-do list. But I love any Studio Ghibli film, so shout out to those. I'd be remiss not to mention those. Let's see.
I went through a thing trying to figure out, like, if I should put The Simpsons movie on just, like, a favorite.
Oh, I was going to talk about adult animation towards the end.
Oh, okay, cool.
Any other, like, traditionally hand-drawn films you want to talk about before we get into more computer-animated ones?
What the freak does that mean? Codpiece. Oh, Lord, me and the codpieces. Why did I write that down? Oh, wait, I think, okay. Someone was asking me about princes. He was like, oh God, I'm being myself. Okay. Composure. You are a professional recording artist. Okay. He was asking me about Prince Eric, right?
Mm-hmm. Don't pee. I need you here.
Okay. So he was asking me about Prince Eric. And I was like, Prince Eric can go to hell. You won't fool nobody with that codpiece. He's like, I would have fucking kicked him off the side of the boat and drowned him. And he was like, wow, okay. We have strong feelings about that. I'm like, yes, I do.
Funny. And then you just wrote down codpiece on your notes. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's funny. Oh, God. All right. Any other traditionally animated films?
I think this counts, and it's so stupid, but I don't know who the hell made it. DreamWorks, maybe? Shark Tale.
That is not traditionally animated. That's computer animated.
See, I knew I would bungle one of them.
Well, that's fine. Sure? Yes, we'll shift into that and into computer animated ones. So, Shark's Tale, you're right, I do believe is DreamWorks. Also, DreamWorks is the Shrek films.
Dude, Shrek falls above almost anything Disney for me. I have watched those movies 400,000 times a piece.
I have seen Shrek 1,000,000 times. I've seen Shrek 2 maybe twice. I have never seen 3 or 4. I know.
There is a part in the fourth one that I swear to God you would freaking die. Like, that's usually, I don't say that. Usually the first one's always the best one, but I think I like the last one the best. I watched it the most.
I'll put it on my homework.
Yeah.
Especially since they're making a 5, so I should probably
making a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. Yeah, Shrek is like up there for me for sure.
I love Shrek the musical. It's one of my favorite musicals. For what that's worth. Which, have you watched that, the stage show?
No, you know I haven't.
It's on Netflix. It's really good. It's really, really, really good. I promise. It's really good. Remember Sutton Foster? She's Fiona.
Shut up. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. Yeah. And like Lord Farquaad is just an actor on his knees. It's so, and he does like a whole dance routine on his knees. It's incredible. We'd be remiss not to talk about the Despicable Me movies. Which, how many of those are there?
I don't fucking know. After the first one, it was kind of lame, but the first one I actually wrote down, like the first, I was like, okay, movies, just think movies. And that was the first thing I wrote down.
The first one's pretty great. That's another one I reference pretty often too.
Oh, and it's kind of really.
And the minions kind of like ruined everything because they just kind of, I don't know, took over and kind of took away from. And like they're funny and everything, but they're not funnier than Gru. Like Gru is the best part.
Right. And I really like what's his name, Doctor whatever.
His little henchman guy.
Yeah, we got. I think it's like Russell Brand. It's really funny.
Yeah. Any other computer animated films along those lines?
Super, super into the Addams Family movies.
I forgot.
I think I actually bought those like the minute they came out.
I saw the first one in theaters and liked it a lot. I've seen it a few times. I've only watched the second one once, but it was funny too. And I waited till like, it was streaming.
And then the first Hotel Transylvania was really good.
You've wanted me to watch that forever and I still haven't.
Oh, it's so good.
I think I have your copy.
Well, that's cool because I think I got another one. Like when they all really when they all came out, I think Sam bought me like a multi pack.
Nice.
Because I really do. I watch them a lot.
It's one of those things of where, like, I like Adam Sandler and the Adam Sandler movies, but I've been kind of jaded to his more recent stuff. Because there's a lot of conspiracy theories that most of them are just cash grabs. Just, like, excuses for him and his friends to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Which, and would like, I can't blame the hustle.
Right.
But I really like Selena Gomez, and she's in those, too. So, yeah, I should watch them. You love Eight Crazy Nights, speaking of.
Oh, my God. I don't know why. I don't know why.
I tried. I didn't even finish it.
Because, you know, I'm not into musicals, for one, and that's seriously what it is.
Yeah.
But because it's Eleanor. I know it's because it's Eleanor. Eleanor and Shorty. Yeah. Like the little weird twins.
A technical vow.
Yes, a technical foul. There was another newer one I was just thinking of. Shit. I don't know. I just love cartoons so much.
So speaking of Eight Crazy Nights, we can transition into adult animation. So Simpsons movies are great.
It is, but when I tried to, like, think, because I was going to do just, like, a master top list, which was deemed impossible. but I couldn't put it in, like, even a top 10.
No, but if you are narrowing down to, like, adult animation, it's in there, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. I mean, you see Bart's wiener, I'm assuming, so.
South Park movie's great.
Best musical of all time.
I'm not crazy about South Park here lately. They've been kind of been going downhill, but like old school South Park and South Park movie, A+.
I feel that way about them and The Simpsons and Family Guy.
Don't even get me started on Family Guy. But if you like South Park, the guys that wrote South Park wrote the musical Book of Mormon, so you'd probably like that. And the guy that helped them write Book of Mormon wrote Avenue Q, which you would also like. I know you're like, musicals, but some are good.
I'm interested in.
Yeah. Another great like adult animated movie is a Japanese film called Perfect Blue. It's very Black Swan before Black Swan. It's really good. Everyone should check that out. It's dark, but it's good. And something I posted on my Instagram a couple weeks ago now. But do you remember that movie Cool World?
I do.
That movie's terrible. But I'm pretty sure that Hollywood is her name, is Kim Basinger's cartoon character.
Yeah.
Pretty sure she made me gay.
No, I think Jessica Rabbit made you gay.
Her too. But not as much, because that movie scared me and I didn't watch it very often.
It scared me too.
That's the end, man.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd is scary.
And I hate that. I hated that because I love him so much. But it's like, oh my God. Yeah.
Isn't that funny how a movie can have one scary scene and then you just won't watch the entire movie? I'm like, that was... With that Pee Wee's Big Adventure, too.
Yeah, like, I knew you were going to fucking say it. I knew it.
And what's funny is in both of those instances, the scary parts are animated.
Do you remember... Oh my God, what was it? I don't remember what the movie was. But I used to watch this... Like, we would put in a movie. It was like a VHS. And we would watch the previews. Mm-hmm. And I would watch it just so I could scream when I saw the scary dragon. This isn't when we were children. I'm not talking about when we were, like, little. I'm talking about, like, I don't know, like, 2008, 2009. I would put this in just so it just showed it, just like a flash of it. And I would Homer screen and just get so delighted because it was just so, I don't know, random.
I wish, I know exactly what you're talking about. I can see it so clearly in my head. I wish I knew what the fuck the movie that was. I'm going to find it and just, like, send it to you one day.
I don't think I've ever actually seen the movie that the preview is for, but I'm just, oh my God, the dragon. With his big scary eyeballs.
I'm going to find that goddamn dragon. It's the last thing I do. That's funny.
Oh my God, adult animation. If I think my favorite adult... Bebe's Kids.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. I haven't watched that in years, but we used to watch that all the time.
Man, I loved Bebe's Kids.
I was laughing on Game Grumps. They played the Bebe's Kids video game. I don't know if either one of them have ever seen the movie or even knew the movie was a thing, but they're like, why does this game exist?
Like, what kind of PC game?
It's just like an old school, like, scroller game. Like, it's them at the park.
Getting oh my God.
Yeah, I'll send it to you sometime. It's very funny. It's a really janky, awful game, which obviously is a pretty low budget movie, but.
Wow, Bebe's Kids. I ain't your daddy. And I ain't having it. I say that all the time. All the time at work.
Now I'm just scrolling looking for this damn dragon. Okay, focus. Anyway. So before we move on to what will probably be the funniest part of this episode, were there any other ones you wanted to talk about?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. I think let us know, like, in the comments and on social media and all that stuff, what your guys' favorite animated movies are. If we talked about it, any of your favorites, if we missed any that you think that we probably watched and just forgot about. But in the spirit of A, animation, and B, March Madness, Lacey and I are going to take on the Disney Dudes bracket.
This is my favorite thing to do ever. We do this with any topic, with anything. I love it.
I know. I think ours will be pretty similar. Probably not the finals, winners, but I think ours will be pretty similar. So let's just start on we'll go from left and then right, left, right, go back and forth. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. So Flynn Rider or Aladdin?
Aladdin.
That's really hard. I think I'm going to go Aladdin too, but it's tough. The Beast or Prince Adam? Which is just the Beast human form.
Oh, Beast.
Beast. It's going to be Beast for me. Prince Eric or Prince Naveen?
Pass.
No pass. You have to pick one.
Naveen.
I'm going to pick Naveen, too. I was going to say, we know how Lacey feels about Eric. She wants to throw him overboard. Riley's dad from Inside Out or King Triton?
Oh, Triton. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, he did have a hot bod, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I remember when they adapted that into a Broadway musical, one of my favorite actors played King Triton, and I was all excited because I got to see him like half naked and and he was built like shit. I'm like, yeah.
Oof.
Li Shang or Prince Philip?
Li Shang.
Li Shang all day, baby.
All day. He's going to be on the bottom of that bracket.
Kristoff or Phoebus?
Who?
Kristoff from Frozen or Phoebus from Hunchback of Notre Dame? Kevin Kline's character?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, agreed. Kevin Kline. Snow White's prince or Cinderella's prince?
Oh, God. They're the same dude with different colored hair.
And barely that. They pretty much look the same. I like Cinderella's prince because, if nothing else, in the sequels, he's really funny. There's one sequel where he's like talking to he's arguing with his dad. And he's like, they're like running down the grand staircase. And his dad's like, I will not let you walk out this door. And he just stops, thinks for a minute, and jumps out the window. It is so funny. He wins, yeah. Prince Charming, for sure.
By the way, like, I don't know why, but, like, Cinderella 3 is one of my favorite movies. Random.
Everyone loves that movie. I've never seen it, but not all the way through anyway. But, like,
really?
Yeah. Those are probably all on Disney Plus, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah, more homework for Hillary. Prince Hans from Frozen or Gaston?
Gaston.
Yeah, Gaston. I know the answer to this one, or at least I better. Cocoum or John Smith?
Cocoum.
Good. Good answer. If you had said John Smith, I was going to reach through this phone.
Well, that's what I wanted to pick. I wouldn't have, because I knew I was going to get my ass kicked.
It's Pocahontas. Like, in Pocahontas, you really dropped the ball. Like, I get it. You wanted to do your own thing, blah, blah, but Pocahontas was not a bad match.
Right. Pocahontas for me was one of the worst experiences ever for so many reasons. It's like, oh my God, no. No.
We don't even have time to unpack all that. This one's funny to me. Bambi's dad or Scar?
Scar.
I wouldn't say Scar, even though Scar is gay.
Well, yeah. Man. Doesn't spoil my choice very often.
That's what I said. Tarzan or Hercules?
Tarzan all day. Oh my God.
I'm going to say Tarzan too, but it's a close one. Let's see. It just says Mufasa or Hot Tiger. Who's the Hot Tiger?
What the fuck? I bet they're talking about Shere Khan.
Then why didn't they say Shere Khan?
I don't know.
I'm going Mufasa.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Milo Thatch or Tadashi Hamada?
What?
Milo Thatch from, what's it called? Atlantis. Or Tadashi, the hot older brother from Big Hero 6.
Oh, Tadashi. Hey, Tadashi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's totally Tadashi. Simba or Robin Hood?
Robin Hood.
Okay. I agree. Roger Radcliffe, Roger from 101 Dalmatians, or David from Lilo and Stitch.
I kind of like Roger's big old beak.
I do too. I like David a lot, but I do love Roger. He's a singer as well, so.
Yeah.
But David can like juggle fire.
That's pretty hot.
Oh, I'll go Roger. Buzz or Woody? I'm going Woody.
I don't know. Buzz really makes me laugh. Like, really, really makes me laugh.
I think Woody's funnier.
I'm going Buzz.
All right, so We're pretty much unanimous on those. I knew we would be. This is where it's going to get, where it's going to descend into madness. So, Aladdin or Prince Naveen?
Aladdin.
Beast or King Triton? Beast.
Oh, fuck.
Beast.
Oh, no. He's the king. He never wears a shirt. Definitely. Triton.
All right, ladies and Triton. Li Shang or Prince Charming?
Li Shang.
Phoebus or Gaston?
I forget who Phoebus is.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Why can't I retain this? Gaston.
I'm going Phoebus. Kokoam or Tarzan?
Tarzan.
I'm going Kokoam.
Eesh. Yeah.
Are you sticking with Tarzan?
Yep.
Okay. Scar or Mufasa?
Oh, well.
Mufasa, right?
I mean, yeah.
Like, she's like, oh, but my gay.
Right. He's a bad boy. It's hard.
Yeah, but Mufasa's voice, man.
Whew. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yep.
Are we still recording? Hold on.
Yeah, it says we are.
Okay, good. Sorry, my phone just did something dumb. Too cool. Okay. So are you going Mufasa or Scar?
Mufasa.
Okay, Mufasa. Let's see. Tadashi or Roger? I'm going Tadashi.
Yeah.
Yeah. You went Robin Hood or Buzz for you?
Robin Hood.
Yeah, I did Robin Hood versus Woody, but Robin Hood wins for me too. All right, now getting tricky. Aladdin or Li Shang?
Li Shang.
Li Shang. Beast or Gaston? Well, for Beast. Me, it's Beast.
Yeah,
for Beast. You, it's King Triton or Gaston.
Oh, King Triton.
Okay.
I might end up with a silver fox or just a fox. Who knows?
For you, it was Tarzan or Tadashi.
Oh. Tarzan.
I'm going. Mine was between Kokoam and Tadashi. I'm going Tadashi. So yours was, let's see, Mufasa or Robin Hood?
I'm a furry. Oh, that's horrible. Robin Hood.
Yeah, I'm going Robin Hood too. All right. Yours was... Well, both of ours was Li Shang or Tadashi. I think we're both Li Shang versus Tadashi.
Li Shang. Oh, no.
I'm going Li Shang, too. Mine was Beast or Robin Hood. I'm going Beast.
Robin Hood.
Well, yours is King Triton or Robin Hood.
Oh. Oh. I told you. I'm not the silver fox.
You have to pick.
Robin Hood steals from the rich and gives to the poor. And he's always going to have my heart. Sorry, with your big titties, Mr. Triton.
So, Lacey, it comes down for you. Is it Li Shang or Robin Hood?
This is exactly what the fuck comes down to every time I do this, no matter how hard I try to be different. Robin Hood.
Mine comes down to Li Shang or Beast, and I've got to say Beast.
We're furry.
We are furries. No, 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 no. I'm not a furry. I'm a monster fucker. There's a difference. It's subtle, but it's there. For anyone who wants to play this on their own, this is the BuzzFeed Disney Dudes bracket. It's very easily Googleable. Googleable.
Googleable.
Googleable. But yeah, so maybe one day we'll do the princesses, or at least like the Disney chicks. I wonder if I could find it. Let's see.
Disney. I felt like when we talked about doing that, I was just like, I swear I felt like I would just be like, boring, boring, with all the girls.
Yeah, I agree. And the other weird thing is all of the Disney girls, like, skew really young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Snow White is, like, 14. I just, I don't want
to. Yeah.
So, yeah, so maybe we won't. But for the record, just let the record show, the winner would have been Esmeralda.
I never even thought about that.
She would have won. It would have gone down.
Merida.
Mine would have been between Nani from Lilo and Stitch and Esmeralda, and then Esmeralda would have won.
Mine would have been like Aurora and Merida. And Merida has to win because she's a badass.
Aurora's so boring. She's asleep her whole movie.
I know, but she's pretty.
She's pretty. I think you just like her animation style.
I really do. The style and the colors of that movie get me every time.
Yeah. Well, any final thoughts on animated movies that you wanted to shout out?
No, I'm so glad we did this, though. I love talking about cartoons.
Me too. One animated movie that I didn't mention that is now popping up in my mind. If anyone has not watched Nimona on Netflix, it was nominated for an Oscar this year. It is very, very good.
What?
I think it's called Nimona.
Nimona. Okay. Oh, okay.
Nimona. You should watch it. It's very, very good.
Hmm.
You know what movie I didn't think about?
What?
Do you like Wreck-It Ralph?
I liked Wreck-It Ralph.
I did too.
Huh. I don't think I ever watched the second one, but.
The second one isn't as good, but it's still pretty good too.
You know what I think is overrated?
What?
Cars.
Oh, I've never even watched any of the Cars movies.
Maybe we're not the target audience for that, but
No shit. We're not the target audience of any of these movies anymore.
Well, true.
And like stop motion animation would be its own whole episode. I didn't even go there. Yeah. Yeah. I think that about covers it. I know we've forgot all a bunch of people's favorites and they're going to be mad, but these were the ones that came to the forefront of our mind. So,
listen, people, if you're listening, please get on Facebook and tell me if we forgot something. Tell her, tell whoever, because I'm really curious because I feel like nobody knows cartoons more than us. And I know that every one of you were like, what the fuck about blah, 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 blah. And I would love to know what we didn't. think of.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. Alrighty. Well, thank you again to Lacey for joining us. Like I said, we've missed you over the past few months.
Oh, I'm here now, baby.
And I know I'm going to be in Ohio next weekend, and I might be able to get a chance to record with the girls, so April's episode might be recorded as soon as next week, so keep an eye out for that. We'll see. Thank you all for listening. And until next time, we are the Weirdos, Mister.